are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
Here we are on this Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, and joining me this morning, brought to you by May Adam, probably one of the most fun and, dedicated people in Central South Dakota, Abby Arneson. How are you, Abby?
That's quite the introduction. Thank you. It's a great way to start my day.
Well, you know, we got to start things off on a good foot, right?
Yes, we do.
And it's hard to believe it's that time again.
I know. It's my favorite time of year.
But we are back for another round of the Tyler Wilcox Memorial Guns N' Hoses Blood Drive very soon.
The 18th. Isn't that crazy?
Goodness. It's coming right up on us.
It is. It's fun, you know. I just told you the committee, we had our big meeting last night and got together. And it's really fun when you stop and think about what happened, you know, because it was Tyler that said to his parents, I want to give back.
Yes.
And so that very first one was 2005, and Tyler sadly passed away right before the blood drive. But that first blood drive was in Fort Pierre at the fire hall, and it brought in, I think, 55 units of blood. And last year, we set a record and brought in 507.
That's amazing.
It gives you goosebumps.
It does. I mean, seeing how it's grown, even just in the last couple of years I've been here, It is really just continued to get bigger. And the great thing is, from that original vision, it's helped so many people in the area.
It has. And, you know, last night sitting there looking around, and I had to laugh because you've got EMS, you've got both fire departments represented, you have every branch of law enforcement represented. And as I was falling asleep last night, I thought, wow, we made it through a whole meeting without somebody getting called out. You know, it was a quiet night in Pierre and Fort Pierre, I think. No fires, no big stuff, no medical emergencies. So we had everybody there. And it's just fun to, you know, pat them on the back, what they've done. They put in a lot of time and work. And these communities are always so supportive of this blood drive, of the Wilcoxes, of the first responders. It's just a really fun, special event that ends up saving lots of lives.
It really does. And that's what it's all about. And I mean, the great thing is the blood that is donated stays right in the area. And that's really important to know.
You know, it is. So I know it gets confusing because Pierre, Fort Pierre, all this area, very, very loyal blood donors, a big tradition of donating blood and helping patients. And so, like, when Tyler's drive first started, it was with United Blood Services. Mm-hmm. And then it went to Vitalant, and now it's LifeServe Blood Center.
Right.
And what necessitated that change is that St. Mary's and 10 other hospitals in the area, in the region, switched, and LifeServe became their blood provider at the first of the year. And so the committee made the choice to support the local hospital and where the blood is. So LifeServe, even though it's a new blood bank in this area, has been serving the region, different parts of the region, since 1947. So, you know, they've been in Mitchell, the supplier to Queen of Peace and Mitchell, since longer than I've been in blood banking. So, yeah. So it's really fun. So they made the switch. But a lot of people, and that's one thing that I want to get out there when we start talking about the dates, is that it is not through Vitalant. So people are going to have to get on to your site to look for the landing page, the link to our landing page.
Right.
They can call LifeServe. We'll give them the information. Go to the website. Go to our Tyler Wilcox Facebook page. So there's lots of different ways, but we are not going to be reaching out and calling you because this is LifeServe's first big drive. And so we need everybody to call in, get online and schedule. We will accept walk-ins, but we need people to get on. It would be great. Yes. Appointments always come before walk-ins.
So, I mean, really, that's the only thing that's a little different this time.
It is. It's just, and you know, it's the same mission. It's the same tradition, the same history. It's just that the hospital switched blood providers. And I was just there last month and got a tour of the lab. And, you know, it's really great. You know, when I'm out doing what I'm doing, I don't see the lab side of it. And so it was really fun to talk to Kristen Hawkinson, the director of the lab there, and to know that since we've made the switch to LifeServe, it's doubled their inventory.
Wow.
And the other thing is we now have blood on hand in Aberdeen so that when there's an emergency, it's great. It doesn't take hours and hours and hours to get blood to Pier for an emergency or to Gettysburg or Faulkton, Miller, Redfield. It's really close. And so that has been really great for healthcare in the region.
Oh, absolutely. That is so important. So as we get closer to the dates, and when are the dates for this year?
Oh, so it's sneaking. It is fast.
We've got
Wednesday, November 30th. Is in Fort Pier at the Fire Hall, and then we move over to Faith Lutheran Church Thursday, December 1st, and Friday, December 2nd. So those are, again, fun days, and we just need people. I'll give you that 800 number for LifeServe is 1-800-287-4903, or they can always get online to lifeservebloodcenter.org. And just for people that have been still great blood donors and donating with Vitalant, just so you know, if they donated doubles, the last time for them to donate doubles and be eligible was August 9th. And then if they donated whole blood, it's October 4th.
All right. So some dates to keep in mind.
Yes.
Got to circle the date which you want to be able to donate. So they can call the number. Can they go online?
Online and do it. And like I said, they can get online to your guys' site, and I'll make sure you have our information to our landing page, and they click on that, and you can schedule for any of the 3 days, questions about eligibility, LifeServe, anything. And one other huge thing that I want to mention is that LifeServe will accept. So when I donated for the very first time, I was able to tell them how many times I had donated with Vitalant.
Oh, okay.
And that transfers over. So you have all your previous blood donations. Mm-hmm. LifeServe, we will honor them. So you're not starting from scratch, because there's people out there that have donated 10 gallons, 1 gallon, 5, 15. That all comes with you.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, we need to honor and celebrate what people have done.
Absolutely. So the 30th, the 1st, and the 2nd,
yes.
Get ready. It's hard to believe it's already almost here. We're just a little over a month away.
I know. And so lifeservebloodcenter.org, or they can call 800-287-4903.
Perfect. So we look forward to everybody coming out and donating. It's always fun
with
the guns and the hoses going at it.
I know the staff is excited because they, you know, this is all new to them in the area.
Right.
And there'll be a couple familiar faces that came over from Vitalant, but everybody's excited and it's going to be a great time. And huge thanks to Dakota Radio Group. As always, you are our biggest sponsor, and we love it.
Well, we are proud to be part of it. It is a great, great thing that the community steps up and helps out with, and just being a little part of that is important to us.
It's really fun. It's fantastic.
All right. Well, thank you, Abby. We'll be seeing more of you over the coming
weeks.
We'll be
back in here. I'll be in here with the crew. It's always so much more fun when they're around.
They have a great time going at it, don't they?
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks you for stopping in this morning, and we look forward to another successful Tyler Wilcox Guns and Hoses Memorial Blood Drive. Is going to be another good one, I know.
Yes.
All right. So there is your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adams.